Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying in the book of Proverbs, the most practical book of the Bible, laying out biblical truth to be used in everyday life. God wants us to be people of wisdom, and that wisdom will dictate to us how to fashion our lives, how we'll make our decisions, what kind of friends we will keep, and what types of activities we'll choose to be involved in. The wisdom of God gives you God's heart for your particular situation. The wisdom of God gives you God's guidelines for everyday living. In Proverbs chapter 3, this specific chapter talks about the rewards of wisdom. The person who seeks wisdom, how God will reward them and keep them and protect them. This is the thrust of Proverbs chapter 3. And there's two particular areas I'll focus on today in this brief time that we have together. The first part is in the beginning of the chapter where it says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments." This idea of let your heart keep the commandments of God is talking about having the Word of God hidden in your heart. And it speaks of memorizing the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, not allowing it just to go in one ear and out the other, but instead the idea of concentrating your effort and your energy and your thoughts on what God's Word says about everyday life from the biblical perspective. In the Bible, in basic English translation, it says, "My son, keep my teaching in your memory and my rules in your heart." God wants you to keep his word in your memory and keep the rules of God, the way God would do things, in your heart. So pursuing Bible memorization is an attribute that you see in a wise person. It's a person who is serious about what God says, wants that to be ingrained in his own being, in his own spirit and mind and heart. And so that person pursues memorizing portions of scripture so that the word's hidden in his heart. That's what King David said in Psalms, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." King David came to realize how vital keeping God's word ever in his heart was to preventing him from entering into sin. And for all of us, it is the same way. If you will keep God's word close to you, in your mind, in your thought life, in your memory, written down in front of you, in various places that you go throughout the day, it will help you to keep your focus, your heart, your spirit lined up with the Spirit of God, and it will curb sin in your life. So keeping God's word in your heart is a very, very important part of living a wise and a successful life in God. Then in verse 21 of chapter 3, we see these interesting words. And in the New American Standard Bible, it says, "My son, let them not vanish from your sight." Referring to the word of God, let them not vanish from your sight. The King James says, "My son, let them not depart from thine eyes." And in the Amplified, it says, "Let them not escape from your sight." In our generation, because of the phenomenal increase in visual images that people are presented with every day from TV and video and internet and magazine, print media, people are given much visual input day in and day out. A multitude of visual images in a single day are presented to any individual person. How many of those visual images line up with the Word of God? How many of them would line up with this scripture that would say that we're not to let God's Word or the things that agree with God vanish from our sight or escape from in front of our eyes? Are the things that you are allowing your eyes to look at in agreement with the Word of God and with the wisdom of God? God would say to you, my son, my daughter, don't let my words vanish from your sight by putting something else in front of your eyes in your visual range that doesn't agree with my word. This is a sin in our generation like no other. We have the opportunity to look at things with our eyes that no other generation has ever looked upon, perverse things as well as good things. We can choose to watch with our eyes things that will edify our spirit, or we can choose to put things in front of our eyes that will poison our spirit. And the word of the Lord to us in our generation is to not allow the Word of God, the wisdom of God, the things that agree with God's Word to vanish from our sight by putting in front of our eyes things that are polluting and in disagreement with the Word of God. And so much of secular television, movies, and videos are a violation of that scripture verse. And many Christians find themselves in the snare of sin because they have let the Word of God vanish from in front of their eyes. It takes tremendous discipline to be a person who pursues what God says about what is to be put in front of your eyes, and to be one who is faithful to God, to keep what's put before you only things that are holy and in agreement with the Word of God. Where are you when it comes to that Word of God? God wants you to be a wise person, and the wise person does not let God's Word, His standards, vanish from in front of their eyes. The person who will guard their eyes in this way, according to this Word, ends up with these benefits. The next verse says, so they will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck. Then you'll walk in your way securely. Your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. What happens to the person who doesn't do what the Word of God says? The opposite of these verses. They are troubled in their soul. They don't walk securely. They're nervous. They're anxious. Their foot stumbles because they make unwise decisions. That refers to your decisions in life and the path that you're walking on. Verse 24 says, the person who doesn't let God's word vanish from in front of his eyes, when that person lies down, they're not afraid. They sleep sweetly. But the person who is always putting things in front of their eyes that don't agree with God's word, that are a violation of God's word, find themselves anxious, worried, troubled, fearful. When they lie down, they are afraid. They have nightmares. When they lie down, their sleep is not sweet. It is tumultuous. They are troubled in their sleep. And they are afraid of sudden fear of the wicked when it comes, as says in verse 25. But the person who chooses to only allow wisdom, the things of God, what God would say, God's standard in front of their eyes and in their heart, as the first verse of Proverbs 3 says, that person, the Lord will be your confidence, it says in verse 26, and he will keep your foot from being caught. God will protect the person who is very diligent to keep the Word of God and the wisdom of God in their heart and before their eyes. God will be your confidence. In the Amplified Translation, it says, for the Lord shall be your confidence, firm and strong, and shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap or some hidden danger. The wisdom of God will forewarn you of traps. It'll forewarn you of hidden danger. But when you don't pursue the wisdom of God, when you don't pursue the Word of God, and it's only an occasional investment in your life, an occasional opening of the Bible, and an occasional visit to church on a Sunday, you are set up to have the enemy set traps for you and have hidden danger awaiting you on your path because you haven't filled your heart with the wisdom of God. You filled your heart and your eyes and the input that you're taking in with the wisdom of the world. And the wisdom of the world cannot save you from the traps of the enemy of your soul. God wants you to have the benefits of his wisdom. The scripture tells us here in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13, how blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than the profit of silver and her gain better than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to those who take hold of her and happy are all who hold her fast. God wants you to take a hold of his wisdom, but you have to pursue it. It has to be more than an occasional investment of your time and energy. It needs to be a continual pursuit. But if you will do that, the promise is so great for you. It says that it'll profit you more than gold and silver. It'll be more precious to you than jewels. It'll be like nothing that you desire in comparison. And not only that, you'll have long life, riches and honor, your ways, your life will be pleasant, and all the paths will be peace. I know that as you're listening to this, it would be something desirable to you to have all your ways smoothed out for you, to have your life filled with peace and not troublesome things approaching you. Begin to be a person who is a student of the word, one who memorizes portions of scripture. Even begin with the most simple of verses. Write it down on an index card. Read it and then say it over and over again. Meditate on it and begin to take it with you. Take it out of your pocket or purse every day and read it again and again until by the end of the week, that word, that simple verse has begun to impart wisdom and life to you. That's what God wants to give you. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.